Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Radio 1 production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
So let's step forward together. Ka hoake tono tātou. Let's keep moving.
I cherish the idea of a new South Africa.
Will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream.
Ait, listen, why do we need politics? This question seems like $1 million, but isn't really. We need politics for two simple reasons. One, we're the future and we need to represent ourselves and the country in a better light. And two, because it's fun, it's interesting, and it's important. This is Aniket and I host the evening show on 94.3 Radio 1. And me, along with Fabian Sir, getting you Politics for Dummies, where we understand politics then and now. We understand politics right and left. So, what are you waiting for? Put on your headphones and strap on, because you are going to have a ride of your life. Welcome. Joining us today is Mr. Fabian. Welcome back to a brand new episode of Politics for Dummies. Raksha Bandhan went by, and honestly, this entire week has been very eventful. A lot of things have happened on the internet, off the internet. How was your week, Fabian? What have you been up to?
Well, I have not been up to any mischief, let me confess. But it has been a good week.
Good. It has been a good week. And that's how you should do it. One week at a time. Do you have any plans to travel anytime sooner, since you've got all the vaccines and all the jabs?
Maybe towards the end of the year. Maybe.
Ooh, smart. Getting out of Delhi when it's peak cold is a very smart move, especially for someone who's from down south. Very smart. Talking about traveling, the 76th United Nations General Assembly session is going to happen. And this is going to happen in the month of September. Fabian, let's start with understanding what is United Nations. Because for the first time in a very long time, I'm actually coming blind into this episode. I have no idea what the United Nations is. As in, we all know when it was established. But what it does, it's very passive is what I feel. So tell us a little bit about United Nations.
Okay. It was established, as we had discussed once, after the Second World War. Mm-hmm. It was the initiative of President Roosevelt of the United States. And the idea was to have a new international organization to replace the League of Nations, which was established after the First World War. Yep. A war which was fought on the motto, the war to end all wars.
Which is very true.
Anyway, the UN is there, and the General Assembly is going to meet next month. Mm-hmm. So we can certainly talk about it now.
All right. So the 76th General Assembly is the meeting of all the nations who are a part of United Nations. So what does go on in the General Assembly meetings? I mean, what do they talk? Do they talk about world politics? Do they talk about how far they have come? What goes on in these meetings? Because when I am in office and when there is a meeting, I know that it's going to be very tiring, man. It's very tiring. So is this the same for the General Assembly as well? Do they dread going to these meetings?
Let me be very frank. It is tiring, but it's also a lot of fun. Basically, it's a jamboree.
Okay.
You know, where so many heads of state, heads of government come and make their speeches.
Yeah.
Now, there is a rule, it should be 15 minutes.
Okay.
But occasionally, some of the speakers exceed. One instance is that of Gaddafi, Colonel Gaddafi of Libya.
Yeah.
He spoke for 90 minutes. But the record is still held by Cuba's Fidel Castro.
Oh, yeah.
Who spoke for 4 hours and 29 minutes. You know, it's like this. When a head of state or a head of government is speaking, it's a little difficult for the chair to ask him to stop.
Oh, yeah.
It's a question of, courtesy, public courtesy, which is part of diplomacy.
Yeah.
So, actually, they are speaking to their domestic audience.
Okay, okay.
Now, as regards the themes, you may be interested. There are what I may call the perennial themes.
Okay.
Palestine.
Okay.
Security Council reform.
Okay.
Okay. So, that is where we are. But for this year's General Assembly,
yeah,
is a huge agenda as always.
Okay.
Now, I don't want to frighten you, 175 items.
Okay. That's a lot. Now, I thought, honestly speaking, a radio jock and someone like Fabian, who's a podcaster, we talk a lot. And then hearing about Gaddafi and Fidel talking for 90 minutes and 4 hours straight, which is very scary. And considering the fact there are 175 items, do they have to cover all the 175 items, or they can just talk about one or two and get rid of it? And what are these 175 items? Don't mention all of them. Just go over all of it.
Okay. I shall be as brief as possible, but as long as necessary.
Okay.
The agenda items come under broad heads. A, growth and sustainable development.
Okay.
There are 29 items under this head. It starts with a report by the ECOSOC, Economic and Social Council, an important organ of the United Nations.
All right.
It includes, for example, advancement of women. We are all concerned with the empowerment of women, with the status of women's rights and all that.
Okay.
Then, next major item is maintenance of international peace and security. 39 items.
Oh, damn.
Okay. Starts with a report of the Security Council, what it has done during the year gone by.
Okay.
And incidentally, I picked up an item which might interest you.
Okay.
That is the role of diamonds in fueling conflict, breaking the link between the illicit transaction of rough diamonds and armed conflict as a contribution to prevention and settlement of conflicts. I'm sorry, it's a bit, mouthful.
Yeah.
But that is UNEase.
Yeah.
Basically in Africa,
Yes.
Because people look to have custody over diamond mines.
Yes.
They kill each other.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
But aren't there a lot of terrorist organizations that kind of fuel their agendas through the trade of blood diamonds? That's also a thing, right?
That also happens.
Okay.
But there are non-terrorists also.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, cool. let's move on. Yeah.
I mean, separatists, that sort of thing.
Okay.
Now, cool. Next big item is development of Africa.
Okay.
There is only one item.
Okay.
Next is promotion of human rights. 6 items.
Okay.
We all know about the Human Rights Council in Geneva.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, the next is effective coordination of humanitarian assistance efforts, in Syria, now in Afghanistan, in Yemen, wherever there is conflict and people are in trouble because they don't get the daily necessities, because they don't get even water in some cases, the UN humanitarian assistance is there. This is very, very important.
All right.
In fact, what is distressing is that, the Security Council, which is supposed to take care of maintenance of international peace and security, it doesn't do always its job. So there are wars. And the other part of the UN, ECOSOC, WFP, FAO, UNESCO, UNICEF, they take care of the humanitarian matters. Then, next is promotion of justice and international law. 24 items. Next is disarmament, That is about 16 items.
Okay.
Next is drug control, crime prevention, and combating international terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. A phrase you might have heard more than once, in all its forms and manifestations.
Yeah.
And then, last item, major item, organizational and administration and other matters.
Okay.
So that is about 62 items.
All right. And this makes up the whole of 175 items that they generally discuss at the UN assembly. Now, the UN sounds a little boring, to be very honest, right? It's a lot of meetings, people are sitting, and it's just not my thought. Everybody thinks, right, why these people are talking, because at the end of the day, in spite of all the talking, there is still a lot of wars, there is still a lot of drugs, there is still a lot of terrorism. So with the United Nations General Assembly, there is a Security Council that is also assigned to them, right? So with the Security Council, what is its role there? I mean, in spite of all of this happening and they saying that we'll do this, we'll do that, some countries really let terrorists, you know, grow under their nose like wild mushrooms. So what happens to them? Are they a part of United Nations or they are asked to leave United Nations?
You have drawn attention to a very important matter, namely, what shall I say, the distribution of responsibility and power between the Security Council and General Assembly.
Yeah.
The General Assembly, as compared to the Security Council, has hardly any powers.
Okay.
Its resolutions are not binding.
Okay.
Whereas Security Council resolutions, if taken under the proper articles, Chapter 7, for example, they are binding.
Okay.
And we have wars and conflicts because the P5, the permanent five, the veto wielding, you know them, I don't have to list them.
United States of America, just name one.
America, Russia, United Kingdom, France, China.
Yeah.
They, instead of being the global policemen, as Roosevelt wanted them, they are themselves committing offenses. And when a policeman commits an offense, who can take any action?
Yeah.
So that is what is happening. So in the General Assembly, resolutions are passed, speeches are made, but as I said, they are not exactly binding.
Okay.
That is the crux of the matter.
All right. All right. A couple of rapid fire questions. Let's see how fast you can answer them and how quickly you can answer them. Who exactly is the president of the United Nations? Because someone has to be looking at everything that's happening, right? So is there a democratic, voting that happens every now and then so that the president is chosen? Or is there a fixed country that sends their president and then they keep on revolving and rotating?
No, the presidentship rotates. In fact, it rotates among the various regions to, give regional justice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This year's president is from South Asia, the foreign minister of the Maldives.
Very nice.
Abdullah Shahid.
Very nice.
And he was elected some 2-3 months ago. So he will preside.
Very cool.
You see? And he will remain president till the next year.
So what is the term? What is the term?
It's about a 1-year term.
One year term. Okay, cool. Now, how is the United Nations funded? Who gives it the moolah?
Well, the member states, obviously.
Okay.
Depending on their own GDP.
Yeah.
Depending on their per capita income. Depending on their debt burden. There is an allocation of contribution decided by the General Assembly from time to time.
Okay.
Now, there is a cap. See, there was a time when the United States used to provide 40%.
Okay.
But now there is a cap. United States contribution is 22%.
Okay.
Bits.
All right. Why doesn't the United Nations intervene in situations like what happened in Myanmar and now Afghanistan that's currently happening. What stops United Nations from stopping? Because it was made for maintaining peace. So is it that pacifist behavior that United Nations generally carries with itself?
Okay, Myanmar, the answer is very simple. Veto-wielding China and Russia do not want any serious action taken against the military regime.
Okay.
As regards, you mentioned Afghanistan. I don't expect the Security Council or the United Nations to do much. But for what it's worth, the Secretary General has summoned the P5 for a meeting.
All right. Okay, cool. That makes sense. So in short, United Nations is a group of individuals who come and discuss situations and problems and offer no solution. Am I very close to this? Did I say that
no.
right?
No, individuals representing the member states.
Okay.
Some of them, many of them eager to find solutions, but not being able to do so because of the unequal distribution of power in the real world.
All right, fair enough. That absolutely makes sense. I mean, United Nations is an idealistic scenario, right? It's a utopia that people want to live in, but unfortunately, that won't happen till the time, monkeys don't come and rule us like the movie Planet of the Apes. That's a very dark and a very twisted analogy. But that's what we learn about United Nations today. We're going to come back, Fabian, when the United Nations actually meets, the meeting happens. We'll come back and then discuss that as well in the next couple of weeks.
We should, because, there is much that is positive about the United Nations. There is a lot that is negative. So we should look at the big picture, the whole picture.
All right. So, of course, what's going to happen is going to be something different than what we actually anticipated. We're going to come back and kind of discuss that as well whenever that meeting happens. But for now, thank you so much for listening to us. That was Fabian. Do you go by KP Fabian or do you go by a full name?
Kalarikal Pranchu Fabian, that is KP Fabian, but it may be difficult for you to pronounce.
Yes, it is. But I can say Kalarikal because that's a name that can simply flow from my mouth.
That's the family name.
Yeah.
That's the family name. Fabian is the first name.
Okay, so you're Fabian. That's the name right there. So thank you so much for joining us. I mean, that should be the first question I should have asked you. I don't know why did it take me 23 episodes to ask you that question. But nonetheless, Fabian, thank you so much for being a part of the show once again. We are the hosts for Politics for Dummies. Fabian, our ambassador, our diplomat, and a worldly wise gentleman who comes and explains us what is happening in the world. Me being the dummy asking all the questions because you are afraid to ask these questions. If you have more questions, you can always DM them to us on our social media handle, that's SG Smartcast. And you can always DM me directly on my social media handle as well. That's Radio Aniket. But as for now, Fabian, I will see you in the next episode. Let's talk a little bit about teachers in politics because Teachers' Day is just around the corner. What say?
Look forward to.
Awesome.
Thank you.
All right. See you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This was a Radio 1 production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.